The best for me is everything he takes me through. And some of them I do not like. Do you? Have you enjoyed everything you've ever been through? No. You've had hard times. It's been rough. And you were praying, I thought I was saved, Lord. I'm doing everything. How did I get here from over there? Trust him. Trust God. He is taking you through things right now that you don't really like.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse by verse, through the Bible. Beginning in Genesis chapter 46, Jacob sets out for Egypt with his entire family, and God reassures him with a promise for the future. Here's Pastor Bob.
Verse 28 of chapter 45. And Israel said, Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die. I love that, don't you? He hasn't seen Joseph, but enough is showing him Joseph is alive. And he says, I'm going. My son Joseph is alive, and I'm going to go see him before I die. He is about 130 years old, I believe, right here. Who knows how long that guy's going to live. But at 130, he's saying, I want to see him. If he's alive, and I believe he is, I want to go see him before I die. So he's ready to go. At first, he wouldn't let himself believe it, but now he believes it. And he says, I want to go. I want to see my son before I die. So here's what we read, chapter 46, verse 1. And Israel, remember his name is Israel, it's Jacob. We know him, we're more comfortable with Jacob, but Israel is his name. Israel took his journey with all that he had. That means family, cattle, whatever, everything. He's taken everything. And he came to Beersheba, a name I'm sure you remember, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father, Isaac. And God spoke unto Israel in the visions of the night. He says, Jacob, Jacob. And Jacob answered, here I am. Or in our language, I'm here. I'm right here, Lord. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt. I'm not sending you. I'm going with you. And I will also surely bring you up again. Up where? Up to the land of Canaan. They're going down to Egypt, so it's south. I'll bring you back. I'll surely bring you up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon your eyes. That's something that may not make sense to us in our culture, but we'll take a look at it. But Israel, Jacob, he set out on his journey. We're going to see Joseph. He sent all these gifts. My son Joseph is alive. I want to see him before I die. Have you, I don't know, do you have something you want to get done? Or make sure you see before you die. You know when the time to do that is, don't you? Now, because I'm old like Jacob. How long can I last past all this? He's an old dude, right? Listen, he stopped at Beersheba because it's on the way down south, headed toward Egypt. He stopped there. Beersheba, remember that means the well of a sevenfold oath? Remember that was way back there in Genesis, way back with Abraham. Beersheba was the place where God appeared to Abraham and called him to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the altar to the Lord God, which made no sense to anybody. Offer your son, your only begotten son, on an altar on the hilltop that I will show you. Remember that? God appeared to Abraham in Beersheba. Years later, it was the very same place where the Lord God appeared to Isaac. He appeared to Jacob in Beersheba. He appeared to Isaac in Beersheba. It was where Isaac and his family were living at the time. And that was also the time when Jacob had to run for his life from his brother Esau because Esau was planning to murder him. Remember all that? That's all Beersheba. God appears to Abraham, to Isaac, and now to Jacob at Beersheba. Why did Jacob stop in Beersheba? They had transportation provided for them. They had plenty of food, supplies for the trip. Why stop? Well, think about that. It's Beersheba. That's where God appeared to Father Abraham. This is Beersheba, where God appeared to Isaac. Now God appears. He stops and he waits. And he's offering to the Lord and praying to the Lord. Jacob wanted to be sure that it is God's will. I'm on my way and I'm excited to go, but I need to seek the Lord. Right, Christian? You seek the Lord for everything? Yeah, don't you? It's a wise thing to do. It couldn't hurt a thing. I suppose if we'd like to, we could say, that's a no-brainer. Go and see your son. You haven't seen him in 22 years. Go. He's blessed you. And you could go down there and stay there and live in your whole family. It's just a no-brainer, except for Jacob wants to pray. Seems perfect. But what does God have to say about it? You say, that's my dream job. Of course I'll take it. Well, good. Before you do, though, pray. Lord, this just fell into my lap. This is just perfect in every way. But what do you want me to do? What is God's will about this? And Jacob stops to find out. The Lord God appeared to Jacob in a vision that night. Jacob, Jacob. He answered, here I am, Lord. I'm right here. Here I am. The Lord reminded Jacob of his promises, and then he gave him another promise. Listen to God. I am God. Okay, that should shut everybody up right there. And if God speaks to you in a vision or in a dream or out loud, and he says, I am God, don't ask a question. Wait and listen. And you'll know whether it's God or not. I promise you, you'll know. I am God. I'm the God of your father. Don't be afraid to go down to Egypt. Was he afraid? Well, what God was saying is, it's what I want you to do. I'm with you. I'm going to go with you. See, a lot of the people today, as well as way back in Abraham, Isaac, Jacob's day, they thought that gods were territorial. And so if God was the God over Canaan and you went to Egypt, you went away from God and now you're out from under his blessing. No, God is everywhere. I am God, the God of your father. Don't be afraid to go down to Egypt. Now think about this. The Lord told Isaac, do not go down to Egypt. Now he tells Jacob, go down to Egypt. I will be with you there and will bless you there. Christian, when someone comes to you and says, God, I think is moving me over here. You go, don't do it. Man, I've been there. That's a lousy, don't do it. That's not God. Well, wait, he told me to go and he told you not to go. Is he confused? He told Isaac, don't you go. He tells Jacob, you gotta go. Go, I'm going with you. Get it, everybody? Your life is not the same as hers, as his, as theirs. And God may have you do something that he wouldn't have them do. Doesn't make it wrong. It doesn't make you that you didn't hear. Trust the Lord and listen. Go down to Egypt, Jacob. I will be with you there and I will bless you there. From Jacob and his family, God is, he tells them he's going to make them a great nation while they're there in Egypt. That's his promise right there. He'd already promised it to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob as well. But these are reviews of the promises. He's going to give them a new one here, but it's a review of the promises. He promises to make them a great and mighty nation while they're in Egypt. Not in the promised land, while they're in Egypt. They're going to become a huge nation. God's going to bless them. Will it always be roses and rainbows? No, it won't. It never is. Your life hasn't been roses and rainbows, and there are troubles. There are trials.
There are things that God wants you to walk through that if you knew them, you wouldn't want to walk through them. You'd say, I sit down and you're going to have to drag me. That's why he doesn't tell you what's coming. He wants you to walk. He wants us to learn. We had to go through some things the last few months that maybe you've never been through something like that. But look at you. You're semi-upright right now. You almost made it. Well, what's coming next? Oh, believe me, if we were told, we'd quit. We'd sit down and say, I'm not going any further. Some of you have had troubles, illnesses, sicknesses. And you say, why am I going through this? Why am I going? You know, there's one who knows. And don't listen to most Christians. There's one who knows. Go ask the one who knows. Don't listen to Christians unless they're telling you the truth of God's word. They'll freak you out because misery loves company and they're probably miserable.
I've been there. You know, I had a job once and oh man, you're going to hate it.
Everybody listen. I'm going to make you a great nation while you're down there. So go. And I'm going with you. He promises to be with Jacob and his family down there in Egypt. And the Lord promises, I will bring you back. Another promise, Joseph shall put his hands upon your eyes. Americans don't get that. Some nations still practice these kind of things. Joseph would close his father's eyes at the time of his death. Usually the leader of the family. When one passes away, the leader of the tribe or the family would make sure that their dad or their grandfather, whoever it might be, their eyes are closed. They've died now. And he says, that's what Joseph's going to do for you. He's going to make sure you're buried correctly. He's going to take care of you. That's a promise that God just gave to Jacob. It would compensate him for all those long years of sorrow and mourning for his son Joseph, who is there for a few years and there to lay him to rest. So a blessing. God cares for the personal needs of every one of his servants. Are you a servant of God? Yeah. By grace through faith in Jesus Christ, we humble ourselves. We belong to the Lord. We serve the Lord. True? God, and you say, not me. I'm a lousy Christian. No, you're saved by grace through faith. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. You have no sin. You're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself. Doesn't matter what other Christians say. Here's what God says. You're completely forgiven. By grace through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. We are forgiven. And God's going to never bring up what you did 2 years ago. And all my friends will. And I'm glad. I'm so glad I will only stand before him. If it's a tribunal of my peers, I'm in trouble. Because he says this and this. And his sense of humor was no good. And he was ugly too. Right? And you think, we'll leave that when we leave the earth. Listen closely. God cares for the personal needs of his servants, not just Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, but Reuben and Judah. And put your name in there. If you belong to Jesus Christ, we can put our name in there. The best for me is everything he takes me through. And some of them I do not like. Do you? Have you enjoyed everything you've ever been through? No. You've had hard times. It's been rough. You thought, and you were praying. I thought I was saved, Lord. I'm doing everything. How did I get here from over there? Trust him. Trust God. He is taking you through things right now that you don't really like. And others are kind of making it harder on you by pointing out to you your stupidity or your sin or whatever it is. Yet God has completely washed your sin away. And it's hard to grasp that we're forgiven because we look at ourselves in the mirror and go, you're plain crazy. But that's not how God sees us. God's will is for you and me what is good and acceptable and perfect. And I say, oh, like, this is hard. I don't want to go through this. And God says, trust me. Trust me. Let's walk. I don't want to walk. I'm going to sit down. I'm not going any further. Come on. You can do this. I'll give you the strength. We'll do this. Look at verse 5. Jacob rose up from Beersheba. He spent
time with the Lord. And the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones, and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and they came to Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, whole family, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. In American, the entire family of Jacob is now in Egypt, completely protected, completely provided for. They head down to Egypt. You are completely protected, Christian, and completely provided for. Doesn't mean you're not going to work. Of course you're going to work. We're going to work. We're going to work hard. We're going to do what God's called us to do. We're going to serve others. We're going to take care of each other. We're going to do all these things. And that's all part of God's plan. They made it there. All of them made it with their flocks and their herds. Everything they owned down to Egypt by the will of God. God told Abraham way, way back before there was an Isaac or a Jacob that his children, Abraham's children, would go into a foreign land and be there for 400 years. Egypt is what he was talking about. So Abraham knew it before he even had Isaac and before Isaac had Jacob. So verse 8, now here we go, hang on. Here are the names of the children of Israel which came to Egypt. Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's first. Sons of Reuben, Hanak, Palu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, and the son of the Canaanitish woman. Remember, he married a Canaanite. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kehath, and Merari. And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan, those two, they died in the land of Canaan. They didn't come down with them. They were dead. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puva, and Job, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun, Sarid, and Elon, and Jaleel. These be the sons of Leah, which she bore unto Jacob in Padan Aram with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Zephion, Haggai, Shunai, Esbon, Eri, and Arodi, and Arelai. And the sons of Asher, Jimnah, and Ishua, and Isuai, and Beriah, and Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Melchiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah as his daughter. And these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, thank you, the daughter of Potipharah. God bless you, Bob. Priest of On, bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, and Becher, and Ashbel, and Gera, and Naaman, and Ehi, and Rosh, and Muppim, and Huppim, and Ard. I'd want the name Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the sons were 14. The sons of Dan, Hushim, the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Shalim. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bare unto him, unto Jacob. All souls were 7. And all the souls that were come with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all souls were 66. In other words, 70 people. And the sons of Joseph, which were born in Egypt, were 2 souls. And all the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 60. Okay? People say, I have a hard time with the math. Well, remember, some died before the family left Canaan, and some were already in Egypt. Remember, Joseph and his family. So we'll end the chapter just like this. And he sent Judah, Jacob did. He sent Judah before him to Joseph. Go on ahead. To direct his face unto Goshen, that they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot, and he went out to meet Israel, his father. Wouldn't you have loved to be there? He went out to Goshen, and he presented himself to his father, and he fell on his neck, and they wept, just holding on to each other, a good while. I'm not sure what kind of words you would use in a case like this. My son was dead for 22 years, he thought, and now they're hugging one another. And Israel said to Joseph, I love this guy. Okay, let me die. I've seen your face because you are still alive. I'm good. I could die a happy man, whatever. Doesn't matter how long I live now. I've seen my son Joseph again. All my boys are together. And Joseph said to his brothers and unto his father's house, I'll go up and I'll show Pharaoh and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, they've come. They're here. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle. And they have brought their flocks, and they have herds, and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you, verse 33, and say, what is your occupation? What do you guys do? That you shall say, your servant's trade hath been about cattle. Interesting. From our youth until even now. Because they have worked with cattle. Both we and our family, and our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. See, Joseph knows all this. When they talk to Pharaoh, he says, yeah, you tell them you're shepherds, but your main job is cattle, because the Egyptians think sheep smell. They're dumb kind of things, and they hate that stuff. They say, oh, no, we got some sheep. Yeah, we take care of sheep, but we're really cattlemen. We're good with the cows. You know, good. I like it. The entire family is protected by God. And now Jacob sent Judah ahead. I like it. Remember, Judah's the spokesman. He's the one that finally came up and said, I'll give my life for Benjamin. I'll make sure. Well, he sends Judah. Goshen was in the most fertile section of the entire nation of Egypt. It was the best land Egypt had, and God gave it to Israel. It was the most fertile section of Egypt. It was near the delta, the mouth almost, or the of a section of the river Nile. The best pasture lands for the flocks and the herds in all of the nation of Egypt belonged to Israel. Also, the land of Goshen was very far from the royal palace. And you say, what's the big deal with that? Jacob and his son Joseph got reunited. And you see, they don't have to intermingle with the Egyptian culture, with the Egyptians. They've got their own perfect paradise. Joseph set it up perfectly. God set it up perfectly. So Jacob and his son Joseph were reunited after about 22 years. Joseph never knowing what happened with his family till recently. Jacob thinking that his son Joseph was ripped to shreds by a wild animal. What a shock. Joseph was 17 years old the last time he saw his dad. They both wept, Israel and Jacob. And here's what Israel said. I'm paraphrasing. I can die a happy man now. I've seen your face, Joseph. I know you're alive. I'm good. I've lived a long, hard life. It's been good. God's good. I'm ready to go home. My son Joseph is alive, and I'm looking right at him. I'm looking right at his face. And Jacob remembered those dreams. Remember Joseph's dreams? Jacob remembered them. He remembered those dreams Joseph had all those years ago. He remembers that Joseph was the one that was chosen to rule over the family. Remember, the whole family is going to come and bow down to Joseph. Jacob kept that in his heart. Joseph's dream came true. Both of those dreams came true. He now takes full responsibility. Yeah, Jacob's still the man, but he's old. Not much he can do. And Joseph takes full responsibility to oversee his family and to care for their every need. He's the one that God chose for the job. And his brothers hated him and kicked him out. But remember, when God's called you to do something, I promise you something, you'll do it.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is a radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtice, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel.